Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, the state of craft beer in South Dakota. The number of breweries continues to rapidly grow. In fact, it's kind of hard to keep track of the exact number. We believe it's right around 30, but we're also starting to see the other side, as we've had brewery closures and one sale to a Minnesota brewery. Seth Cook with Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings says the changes in the last several years have been remarkable.
When we first started the radio show, I think there was four or five breweries in South Dakota,
exactly.
And maybe 12 to 1,300 in the nation. So here we are in 2019, where we've got a pile of it. I think South Dakota has right around the 31 mark, right north of 30.
With a couple more ready to go,
right,
or close.
Like launching. That probably doesn't even count a couple that have already brewed that just aren't even open
right
yet down in Sioux Falls. So, you know, there's a bunch out in the hills. We could probably read through an exhaustive list, but it would be a minute of us reading breweries.
And exactly.
It's crazy because that's where we exist today.
We figured there was going to be growth. I don't know if we thought it would be this much growth in South Dakota.
Yeah, I guess we could have guessed it was going to be this much growth, but I don't think we ever thought it would be a realization. I mean, we have two breweries in Brookings, and there's what must be about seven in Sioux Falls, and
or more.
And the hills have about seven. I mean, there's
or more.
Those are really intense locations. You've got one in Yankton. You've got one in Aberdeen.
Couple in Watertown.
Couple in Watertown. Probably should mention, even in that time, we've had a number of breweries that have ceased brewing operation. When we originally came to Brookings, Heist was operating, and they closed right before we opened, or right
about
that time.
And they deserve some props. I mean, they were really a pioneer.
Yep, and their brewers went on to do things over in Minnesota.
Yeah, Lucas with Take 16.
And then we have Bill of Rights out in Pier.
I never even made it there.
Made a go of that. We had Bitter Esters and Custer, who opened even previous to us. And they helped set up some of the guild stuff, the original guild stuff.
Well, and of course, now there's the case of Hydra.
Right, and Hydra's being, it's going to change ownership, so it's going to be, Hydra won't exist in its current state anymore, but will under the new brand.
Of Lupulin. And so for the first time, we have an out-of-state brewer opening a branch in South Dakota.
All right, and so Sioux Falls is going to be a pretty busy beer market. So for anybody that is in Sioux Falls, I don't think anybody can complain about being able to find great beers in Sioux Falls anymore.
Another brewery that closed that we missed, Highway 79 Brewing, that was located in Hot Springs. More Beer Untapped with Perry Miller after these words.
There's a revolution rising, normal pasteurizing. Beer don't need to be across the nation. Every town needs a butcher and a baker and a brewer. Welcome to the craft beer revolution.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we explore the state of craft beer in South Dakota with Seth Cook of Wood Mike's Brewing in Brookings. We've seen amazing growth in the state, so what does the future hold? I asked Seth if we're nearing the saturation point.
You know, I don't know. I think it's kind of like the entire industry. I think the industry, it's a bit, that number or that ratio is a bit elusive to everybody in the beer industry. But with, you know, with the purchase of Dogfish Head by Sam Adams, I think that's the writing on the wall. I think there's going to be some consolidations here and some, you know, greater together type of mentalities. And I think that could still happen in South Dakota. You know, I think there still could be some of that opportunity. So I guess I don't know what the ceiling is, and nor do I feel even comfortable claiming that because it's such a diverse industry we have here.
I think what we're seeing, though, is that we're getting to the point where, boy, you better be on your game when it comes to craft beer.
Right, and I think that's always been true. Craft beer and hospitality in general is not an easy business.
One of the hardest.
You know, it's a difficult business to be in, and that's to no complaint. That's just the reality of it. Is that if you look at the numbers of the number of brew pubs that exist, I mean, there's a large chance that they don't exist 10 years after they've opened. So there's a large chance they don't exist 3 or 4 years after they open. So it's going to be continue to be a hard industry. The benefit that the industry has right now, though, is that there's still a craft beer basis and a craft beer fans that are still learning. I don't think craft beer has hit every single part of the South Dakota population. So that's the shining light here, is that they're still learning. They're still growing in Brookings. every year we meet people that are freshly 21 or 22 or have moved in. Every year we have new people that want to come and experience craft beer for the first time. And I think that's why we've been able to persist, is that we just have a constant influx of new people.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.